ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो इन् वर्स् नम्बर् वन् मन्त्र सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् द टीचर् made sure that the student had correct understanding of Brahman. And you saw what all the arguments were, how it was answered also. And now, we are entering into the next verse, next mantra. In the next verse is a continuity of the student's answer, which was given in the previous mantra. When the student, the teacher asked the student, if you think you know Brahman directly, you have direct experience of Brahman, direct knowledge of Brahman, then you do not know Brahman. What you know is very little. In that context, you made very clear, even if you have any experience of any special experience, the result of meditation in your mind, even that is also what? That is also only the Sagunam Brahma, experience of Sagunam Brahma only. And even if you have meditate upon a given Devata, and as a result of which, as a Upasana Phalam, you may have some experience, special experience. Very different experiences are like Devata, Darshanam, etc. Even such experience also, any experience is of Sagunam Brahma, not of Nirgunam Brahma. Knowingly or unknowingly, any experience is what? Sagunam Brahma experience only. When you do not know what you are experiencing is Sagunam Brahma, you do not know. But when you know, I have a special experience, that's also what now, is as good as any other experience, which is Saguna Brahma experience only. And Saguna Brahma experience, in fact, experience is of Saguna Brahma experience, Saguna Brahma only. Any experience we have is of what? Any experience is of Ishvara, because there is no second thing other than Ishvara here. When you say everything is Ishvara, the experiencer is Ishvara, the experience is Ishvara, and experience, the object of Ishvara means, the experience is of what? Experience of Ishvara only. When everything is experience, Ishvara. And in that Ishvara, you see the different Triputi Bheda we see. What is the Bheda? There is an experiencer. I am an experiencer. And I have an experience. And I experience this world. World of various things, desirable, undesirable situations, pains and pleasures. I experience all the objects. When you say, what about this experience? This experiencer is Ishvara. Experience is Ishvara. Experienced also is Ishvara. When you say, this Triputi Bhedaha is there only relatively, absolutely these differences are not there because everything is Ishvara. If that is the case, then when you experience, What is experienced then? Experienced is also Ishvara, which means Sagunam Brahma. Whether you know or you do not know, the object of experience is always Sagunam Brahma. The experience is of Sagunam Brahma only. But when you say, no, not that all the experience, all of us have similar experiences, but I have some special experience which others do not have. This is where problem comes. How generally what we experience is ordinary experiences, general experiences. All of us see the light, all of us see each other, all of us see all of our colors. General experience. But some special experience I alone have, like how I have experience in my dream, experience, it only I have. You also may have dream experience, which is not like mine. Okay, it's different. But still, even then, we have some common experiences. Even the objects of experience are different, but still we do have the general, it's a general only. Well, not I alone have dream experience. Everyone has dream experience. Isn't it? But object of experience is different. That's all. But it is not even like it was some special experience, which is not, isn't it? That experience, to have the experience, you must do some different work, for which I practice meditation. I practice meditation, I meditate upon a given devata, not one day, 2 days, for janmas, for long time, for months and months and years, I practice meditation for so many years and things. The all commitment and shraddha, as a result of that meditation also, I have experience, because some phalam must be there, some benefit must be there, some phalam must be there. Any karma should be productive, effective. And as a result of the commitment to the meditation and serious practice of meditation, one may have some experience. With a special experience, which others do not have. And that experience can be in one's own mind, or it can be internal experience, which is in your own mind, or the experience can be external experience, which you can see something outside. Whether you what you experience is inside your mind or it's outside your mind, but here the Upanishad says even that experience, internal experience or external experience, any experience is of Sagunam Brahma only. Only thing is, you worked very hard to have that experience. Effortlessly you have some experience, which is also Sagunam Brahma experience. And with the effort you have some special experience which others do not have, not general, some very special experiences. That experience also is of Sagunam Brahma only. That may make you feel little, it can boost your ego because you alone have the experience. It can make you feel good, emotionally make you feel little satisfied. But really speaking, it is not moksha. Therefore, that such an experience is not here said to be discussed in this text. What is discussed here is what now? Aparoksha jnanam, which is not such an experience. Here we are talking about the aparoksha jnanam is of what now? Brahma, nirgunam Brahma, not sagunam Brahma. Because saguna Brahma jnanam will not liberate you. We can make you, give you some pleasures, but not, there is not moksha there. Therefore, nirgunam Brahma is the topic here. Therefore, there is no sagunam Brahma, it is not nirgunam Brahma. So, it was made very clear in this mantra, the previous mantra, and thereafter, having heard everything, then the student said politely, Manye viditam. The last sentence, Manye viditam. I think Brahman is understood by me. Viditam maya. Understood by me. When you put the sentence in passive voice, viditam manye. I think it's understood. When he says, I think it's understood, I think Brahman is understood, which means by me. Okay, he can't talk about this understanding. Now the same student continues now. And how does he say that he has understood that? We saw in the last part of the Bhashyam, this student, Acharya Uktaha, this student who has been told by the teacher, Sishya, Ekante Upavishtaha, you know, remaining alone, all alone, which means, remaining alone means what now? Not entertaining any other thoughts in his mind other than subject matter of the Upanishad, other than Swarupam of Brahman, Samahitaha being also focused, highly focused, single pointed, and Samahitaha san, Yatha Uktam Acharyena Agamam, Yathoktam Acharyena, Yathoktam Acharyena, as it has been unfolded by the teacher, where in the earlier chapter, what is that now? What has been told by the teacher here? The Agamam. What is Agamam? The traditional teaching. Agamam means the teaching which has been coming down, flowing downwards, you know, timelessly. It's called Agamam. The teaching which has been flowing downwards, timelessly, that teaching which was given here also in the previous chapter, that Agamam, Arthataha Vicharya, which is that Agamam here? The definition of Brahman which he gave in the previous chapter, Aviditat Adi, that particular definition, Arthataha Vicharya, no? Vicharya means analyzed thoroughly. Arthataha means thoroughly analyzed, analyzing that. Then, not as on his own, no, in keeping with teacher's unfoldment, then tarkataha cha nirdharya. Logically also, no, analyze the teaching. And then tarkataha nirdharya. Logically also reconfirming it. Logically also reconfirming it, nirdharya, sva anubhavam kritva. No, sva anubhavam kritva means what now? Having that knowledge 100% ascertained. Anubhavam kritva means having that knowledge ascertained. Having that vision of Brahman ascertained means what? Taking ownership of Brahman Swarupam as his own self, and thereby what now? You know, asked that, and he also had what now? As having Swarupa Jnana, having this Aparoksha Jnanam, and later on having it made it Swatma Anubhutihi also. Aparoksha Anubhutihi also. I told you already, you had to remember, what is Aparoksha Jnanam, what is Aparoksha Anubhutihi? He got the Jnanam from the teacher by listening to him, and that is what Agamam, the teaching. The teaching has blessed him with the Jnanam, Aparoksha Jnanam. In that Jnanam, what has he arrived at now? I am Brahman, isn't it? He has understood Aparoksha Jnanam, means he has taken ownership of Brahman as his own Swarupam. And in that jnanam, then he further analyzed it and logically also reconfirmed it, that what? That aham brahmasmi, the jnanam has become, not only the aparoksha jnanam, has become aparoksha anubhutihi. I taught the difference between aparoksha jnanam and aparoksha anubhutihi. In jnanam, he corrects the error in his conclusion about the self, and thereafter, he changes his mindset or the format of what now? Format, which is the Aparoksha Anubhutihi, where he says, Ahamidam Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya, Ahamidam Sarvam, therefore Aham Brahmasmi, therefore all that is there is only Brahma, which is myself. Is it clear? This is the truth, and anything else is also Mitya. It is non-countable. So that jnanam swanubhavam kritva acharya sakasham upagamya, and with this aparokshanubhutihi, first with aparoksha jnanam and thereby having aparokshanubhutihi, this student comes to the teacher, sakasham upagamya, coming near the teacher, coming to the proximity of the teacher, and he says, Manye aham idanim viditam brahma iti. Oh my teacher, I think now it is Brahman has been understood by me correctly. Okay, and what is the Brahman? The Brahman which obtains in all the individuals as the self, the Brahman obtains in even in the devatas, in the home of devatas. Okay, the Brahman has been understood by me. When the very answer makes it very clear, he does not mean the experience of any devata. And he, the teach student, when he says it has been understood by me correctly, I think now Brahman has been understood by me. Then he continues his answer. Manye viditam is continued by the student. Na aham na aham manye suvedeti no na vedeti vedacha yo nas yo naha tadveda nona
nona
vedeti
vedeti
vedacha
vedacha.
The very first answer, the first line of the mantra sounds like a contradictory statement. What does he say? Na aham manye suveda iti. Manye means I think, I consider. My teacher, I think. Aham suveda iti na manye. Aham suveda iti na manye. I don't think I know Brahman directly. I don't think I know Brahman directly. I don't think I know Brahman. Na manye, I do not think that aham suveda iti. I know well Brahman directly. I have direct experience of Brahman. That's what his answer. But how does it sound? I don't think I have understood Brahman. I don't think, you know, I know Brahman. Isn't it understood? I don't think I know Brahman. Then, no naha na veda iti veda cha. Then, naha na veda iti na veda iti veda cha. It does not mean I don't know Brahman. Look at this. I don't think I know Brahman. Not that I do not know Brahman. I got it. Not that I do not know Brahman. What does it mean? I know Brahman the way you expect me to know. I do not know Brahman as you said, which is wrong. Is it? He says this is a very contradictory statement. I think I know Brahman, but I think I don't know Brahman. I know Brahman, I don't know Brahman. What does it mean? We're going to see the Bhashman. He says, I don't think I know Brahman directly. That does not mean I do not know Brahman. When I said this, it does not mean I do not know Brahman. So through these two sentences, what does he convey? He has understood Brahman as the teacher expects him to understand. For him, Brahman is not an object of experience. Brahman is very self. But still, when you simply hear the sentence, it sounds contradictory, isn't it? Why? How can one object which is known be an object of ignorance also? Known object cannot be, one cannot say, I know this object, I do not know this object. Simultaneously, one object cannot be an object of knowledge and object of ignorance also. Suppose you, I can say this, I know this, and when you say, I do not know this, the ignorance can be another person. The ignorance and knowledge of one thing cannot be the same locus. One, the ignorance can be another locus, another mind. Knowledge can be in one mind. It is possible. Two different people. The same person cannot be locus of ignorance and knowledge of the same object. Same thing. So here when he says, Na aham manye suveda iti, I don't think I know Brahman. That does not mean I do not know Brahman. Which means he says, I know Brahman. And he says, Yaha, yaha, naha, tad veda. Tad veda, no na veda, iti veda cha. Whoever knows Brahman among us, the one who knows, when his students are here, and among all of us, naha, asma, no? Naha, of all of the students here, of all of us, whoever knows Brahman, whoever knows this, whoever knows this means what? Knows that they do not know Brahman, that does not mean that they do not know Brahman. They do not know Brahman, which does not mean that they do not know Brahman. They know Brahman. The one who says, whoever knows Brahman, is the one who does not know Brahman, but it does not mean he does not know Brahman. Is it confusing? No. We'll make it clear. Veda iti veda cha. So now he continues the bhasha. See the bhasha. Katham. How iti shrunuta. May you listen. Now how? Listen to this. Now the bhasha goes like this. Na aham manye. Suveda.
Suveda.
Iti.
Iti.
Na aham manye suveda iti. Is repeated sentence, statement of a student. Na aham manye suveda iti. I do not think I know. Well, I know directly, I have direct knowledge of Brahman. Is it? I don't think I have direct knowledge of Brahman. Iti. And what Shankara says? Naiva aham manye. Shankara comments upon this sentence of student. Okay, naiva aham manye suveda brahma iti. The first half is student sentence. Second half is Shankara's statement. Naiva aham manye. Never do I think. Naiva aham. Naiva means never. Aham manye, I never think that. What? Brahma suveda iti. Aham Brahma suveda iti. I never think that I know Brahman. I have direct knowledge of Brahman. I don't think, no, I do not know Brahman. I don't think I know Brahman. I don't think I know Brahman. Then immediately the continued. We should stop there and had to continue with the text analysis. Naiva tarihi viditam tvaya brahma. Naiva tarihi viditam tvaya brahma. Teacher really feels upset with that sentence. First sentence. What is it? Naiva tarihi viditam tvaya brahma. That means Brahman has not been understood by you. When you say, I don't think I know Brahman directly, I don't think I know Brahman well, when you say, what does it mean? The teacher's teaching us is a waste, isn't it? Time and energy has been wasted now. He has not understood by my teaching. So he says, naiva tarihi, that means, tarihi, in that case, if you have, if you say, oh my student, you have not, no, you have, if you say that you think you have not understood Brahman, you don't think that you have understood Brahman, which means what? You have not understood Brahman, you have not, no, really understood Brahman. Vaya brahna viditam brahma iti ukte. Okay? The student, the teacher asks, suppose, oh my God, I have taught you, you haven't understood Brahman. Ityukte, when the teacher says, aha. The student says no. What does he say? No na veda iti veda cha. No. Na veda iti veda cha. Okay? I know, no? That does not mean I do not know Brahman. No na vedeti vedacha. No teacher, don't think I have understood Brahman. When I say I don't think I know Brahman, you think I have not understood Brahman. No, that's not true. It does not mean I have not understood Brahman. Is it clear? No. Na veda, na vedeti vedacha. Vedacha iti cha shabdat na vedacha. Vedacha, the cha, no, again the cha, vedacha. And I know. He says, I don't think I know Brahman directly. Okay, when he said, oh, we haven't understood Brahman. When he says, no, that does not mean I have not understood Brahman. I know, and also I know Brahman. And I know Brahman. Vedacha, and I know Brahman. Is it clear? So, Vedacha iti shabcha shabdat na vedacha. Because the cha shabda is there, it does not mean that I do not know Brahman. Now the teacher continues. The teacher is saying now, Nanu, how can you say you know Brahman and you do not know Brahman? You say both, oh my student, you say you know Brahman and you do not know Brahman. How can you say that? Because you cannot simultaneously be ignorant of Brahman and you cannot know Brahman also. Either you know or you do not know. That must be the correct thing. So he says, that's what he says. Vipratishiddham na aham manye suveda iti no na veda iti veda cheti. This sentence you see, I don't think I know Brahman. And that does not mean I do not know. I know also. This sentence is a contradictory statement. Contradictory sentence. Vipratishiddham is what now? Contradictory. Vipratishiddham. Confusing contradictory statement. Yadi na manyase suveda iti. If you think that yadi na manyase suveda iti. If you don't think that you know Brahman, then katham manyase veda eva iti. How do you say you know Brahman? You say, I don't think I know Brahman. And you say, I also know Brahman. Katham? यदि मन्यसे सुवेद इति कथम मन्यसे वेद एव इति If you think you do not, when you say I don't think I know Brahman, that means you do not know Brahman. And which means you say you do not know Brahman, and you also say you know Brahman. Got it? What I'm saying? See, he repeats a sentence, okay? He says, I don't think I know Brahman. That sentence, how does the teacher take? If you say that you don't think you know Brahman, which means you do not know Brahman. And the next sentence, what do you say? I know Brahman. I definitely know Brahman. How is it possible for you to say that? Katham manyase veda eva iti. Definitely I know. How can you say this? How can you say that you do not know? How can you say you know Brahman? How can you be simultaneously be ignorant and knowledgeable of Brahman? Either you must be ignorant or you must know. Then he says, Atha manyase vedayeva iti katham na manyase suveda iti. Atha then manyase vedayeva iti. If you think, definitely you know Brahman. If you think you know Brahman, then katham na manyase suveda iti. If you say you know Brahman, if you say you know Brahman, then how do you think that you do not know Brahman? How do you say that you don't know Brahman? If you say you know Brahman, then how do you think that you do not know Brahman? Saying I know Brahman, then you also think that you do not know Brahman. Now he says, Yekam vastu,
Yekam vastu,
Yena jnayate,
Yena jnayate,
Tenaiva,
Tenaiva,
Tadeva vastu,
Tadeva vastu,
Na suvijnayata,
Suvijnayata,
Iti,
Iti.
Vipratishiddham samshaya viparyayo. See what happens. Yekam vastu yena jnayate. One given object which is known by one given person, by the same person, tenaiva, tadeva vastu, the same object. No? But no, na suvijnayate iti. Which means what? Yekam vastu yena jnayate, tenaiva vastu, tenaiva, tenaiva, tadeva vastu, na suvijnayate iti. When you say one object known by one given person cannot be, what no, said to be unknown by the same person. Isn't it? So, what he says here, Ekam vastu yena jnayate, one given object which is known by one person, and tenaiva, by the same person, tadeva vastu, the same object, na suvijnayate iti. If you say that vastu is not known by the person, if you say, you make the one person ignorant of the one object, and the same person is, what now? Knowledgeable of the same object. Iti vipratishiddham. It is contradictory. Vipratishiddham. And not only that, samshaya viparyayo. Samshaya means what now? That means that knowledge, such a knowledge, okay, if at all a person says, I know, but I don't know well. I know, I don't know well. You can say that, no? Sometimes we say that, I know, but I don't know well. Such a knowledge is not, which knowledge? Doubtful knowledge. Isn't it? Samshaya jnanam. And viparyaya jnanam means what now? Wrong knowledge. Erroneous knowledge. Samshaya means doubt. Viparyaya means doubt, wrong, erroneous. So he says, viparyayo. So naturally, if you say you know, but you don't know, or if you say you don't know, you know also, no? You know, but you don't know very well. I know, but I don't know very well. I know that person, but I don't know him very well. What does it mean? Your knowledge is doubtful knowledge, not 100% clear knowledge. We always say that in our expressions, no? I know him, I met him. I met him a few occasions, I know him. But I don't know him really very well. That means what? Your knowledge of that person is a doubtful knowledge. And the knowledge of the person is what? No. Sometimes maybe wrong knowledge also. What are you thinking about him? Therefore he says here in the same way, samshaya viparyayo. When you say I know, and I also know, and you think that you do not know also, which means your knowledge is not clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge. It is doubtful knowledge, and it is what? No, samshaya. It is also wrong knowledge. Why? Because this doubtful knowledge or wrong knowledge is of no use. It is a meaningless knowledge. Why not as meaningless? Sometimes it might give rise to negative consequences. Wrong knowledge, erroneous knowledge, doubtful knowledge may give rise to negative consequences also. I've already said that, okay? We're going to see it now. Nacha Brahma Samshayitatvena Jnayam. So Samshayaprayo Varjayitva. In order to, no, to remove this Varjayitva. So clearing that this knowledge is neither what now erroneous, nor it is vague knowledge, isn't it? To make it very clear, his nacha Brahma Samshayitatvena Jnayam Viparitatvena Veti Veti Va Iti Niyantum Shakyam. Okay. So, nacha Brahma samshayitatvena jnayam. A Brahman is something to be, you know, understood doubtfully. And Brahman is something to be understood what? No, wrongly also. Isn't it? Some Brahman is not something to be understood wrongly or doubtfully. So, because he says no. Samshaya. Because how Brahman should be understood? Understood clearly. Brahman is not something to be known vaguely or doubtfully or wrongly, but should be understood clearly. Why? Because clear understanding of Brahman alone will result in moksha. Samshaya viparyayo hi sarvatra anarthaka. Anartha Anartha Karatvena Yeva Prasiddhau. Now he says, the teacher says, look at this. In the world, Prasiddhau means very well known. This is a very well known fact. What is well known fact here? Prasiddha means Prasiddhau. Vague knowledge, doubtful knowledge, or wrong, erroneous knowledge. Always, what now? Sarvatra, everywhere, always, anartha karatvenaiva prasiddhau. They're known for their meaninglessness. Is it? Wrong knowledge is meaningless knowledge. Vague knowledge, doubtful knowledge is meaningless knowledge. Meaningless means what? Useless knowledge. Useless, not only useless. They may contribute for negative consequences. They may be harmful. Wrong knowledge is harmful knowledge. Negative, isn't it? It may result in negative consequences. not only of this Brahman, knowledge of any knowledge of any object in the world also, if it is vague, if it is wrong, then if it is doubtful, it will result in what? It is a meaningless, useless knowledge. It is not going to be effective at all. Or it may result in what now? Sometimes if it is not effective, it's okay. You have to be counterproductive, isn't it? Sometimes ineffective, it is not effective, that is okay. But sometimes it will be counterproductive, means what? It may result in, isn't it, harmful, negative consequences. Evam. So this much what now? This much is said by the teacher. Why? The student said the first sentence he said. What did he say? Oh my teacher, I think Brahman has been understood by me well. Understood. I don't think, he continues, okay? Because he didn't want teacher to doubt. And his answer is based on his understanding of the previous definition. I don't think I know Brahman. That does not mean I do not know Brahman also. I know Brahman. This is the first sentence of the student. And what was the teacher says? You cannot be both knower and the ignorant of Brahman. Okay, it's not possible. And even if you say, I know and I do not know, which means a vague and doubtful knowledge, which is of no use, which is meaningless. Okay, it is as good as not knowing something. It is ignorance only. It will not be effective. Not let be effective, it won't be effective, useful. It will be counterproductive also, which means may result in negative consequences. This much when the teacher says, now what now? This must have really shaken this student. Such an answer from the student, teacher must have shaken the student. But this student is not shaken. Why? His knowledge is very clear. Look at this. Evam.
Evam.
Acharyena.
Acharyena.
Vichalyamanaha api.
Vichalyamanaha.
Sishyaha.
Sishyaha.
Na vichachala.
Vichachala.
Evam in this manner. In which manner? In this manner. Which manner? If you say you know. If you don't think you know, if you say you know also, definitely your knowledge is, you cannot be knower and ignorant. You cannot be the knower of Brahman, you cannot be ignorant of Brahman simultaneously, and your knowledge is doubtful and vague, and actually vague and doubtful knowledge is of no use, except when the teacher said, immediately what now? Suppose the student was really not clear-headed, he would have been shaken by this teacher's expression of his own statement. Why? Because whenever something happens now, when we ask, somebody comes and tells us something, you ask this question, do you know? Are you sure? When you say, when you ask, are you sure? Then suddenly the person will go back. No way. Are you sure? When he says something, if he listens, okay. You take it, it's okay. If you say, are you sure? Because you are not very sure about what that person is saying. Some doubt in you comes and then you ask, express your doubt. Are you sure? Maybe then immediately you will express your doubtfulness. You express your doubt. How doubtful you are, you will express. But here, this student is not like that. See, evam, in this manner, acharyena vichalyamanaha. Vichalyamanaha means, in spite of being shaken by the teacher in this manner. Okay, vichalayati means moves. The teacher is shaking his knowledge, okay, moves. And vichalyate is moved. And vichalyamana is being moved, is being shaken. Vichalayati, vichalyate. Vichalayati, active verb. Vichalyate, passive verb. And vichalyate. And vichalyamana, being shaken. So, vichalyamanaha api. Api means what? In spite of being shaken by his teacher, by the teacher in this manner, as which I said above, sishyaha na vichachala. The student did not become shaken. Na vichachalam. What now? He remained firm. Which means what? When the teacher said, he didn't do any such things. He has no change on his face. He did not even move his lips. Did not, or is any doubt, why do you say this? No, he was not shaken. Na vichachala. He remained firm. And he says, what's that? And he quotes, or no, the student now quotes the teacher's definition of Brahman, which has been given in the previous chapter. What is the definition? Anya devatade viditat ataha aviditad adhi. This, no? Brahman is what? Brahman is that which is distinct from the known as well as the unknown. Which means the known and the unknown are the objects of knowledge. The knowable alone can be, what now? Either the known after knowledge. The knowable can become, remain unknown before knowledge. But the unknowable is what now? Unknowable is not an object. Unknowable comes under the category. Unknowable should not be mistaken for a non-existent thing. Unknowable is comes under the category of the non-object. And the non-object happens to be the very subject. Understand? This is what we have told. Therefore, subject is Brahman. I am the subject. The knower is Brahman. Aham Brahma. Therefore, what he says, Anya deva tad viditat atha aviditat adhi. So, which means what? Brahman is neither unknown object nor a known object, which means Brahman is not at all knowable, not an object at all. Isn't it? Brahman comes under the category of the unknowable. The unknowable comes under the category of a non-object. And non-object is subject. This is the definition you gave, O my teacher. Iti, Acharya Ukta. The statement given by the teacher, Agama. Acharya Vukta Agama, the statement, the definition of Brahman, no, which has been given, traditionally given by the teacher, which has been given here also, that statement he has understood correctly, isn't it? Therefore, Agama Sampradaya Balat. Now, what is the student's strength now? What is the strength of the student? What makes him remain firm now? Sampradaya balam. He has the firmness, strength of his understanding of the traditional teaching which has been given by the teacher in the previous mantra wherein he negated Brahman being, what now, the object of knowledge. And thereby he established Brahman being the very subject of knowledge, which is wherein the unknowable is only the subject. The subject is Brahman, where he made very clear Atma is Brahman. And that Aham Brahma Asmi, he does not say, the student means, I don't say I know Brahman, nor do I say I do not know Brahman, because if I say I do not know Brahman, I make the Brahman object of knowledge. If I say I know Brahman, I make Brahman subject, what now? Still I object of knowledge. But when I say, isn't it, I do not know Brahman, I know Brahman, I don't think I know Brahman, when I say Brahman is not an object of knowledge for me, I myself am Brahman. Isn't it? This knowledge he has. But with this vision of having taken the ownership of Brahman as his own swarupam or his self, with that strength, how did he get this now? this knowledge, the aparoksha jnanam, which has gained, this the sampradaya balat. Why? The sampradaya states this aham brahmasmi. Okay, aham brahmasmi, who says this? Sampradaya says. What is sampradaya? The traditional teaching, says. Traditional teaching, where which has been said here also. Acharya ukta agama, the teacher himself has given this definition of Brahman, and I have understood Brahman in keeping with that definition. My understanding of Brahman is in keep conformity with the definition of Brahman given by the teacher, and which has been which has been coming down traditionally. Therefore, my strength of my knowledge, my strength is what now? My based on my, is it how clear I am? My knowledge is I have very clear knowledge. How do I know that? Because on what basis do I assess my clarity of vision, isn't it? I assess my clarity of my vision based on the definition of Brahman given by the teacher, which has been, been there traditionally. That is my strength. Because tradition is, what is backing me is the traditional teaching, therefore that is his strength. Therefore, iti, acharya ukta agama sampradaya balat. He quotes same definition of Brahman revealed by the teacher as his support. He has the support for his vision. Therefore, with the strength of having the teacher's definition of Brahman itself in a support, upapatti anubhava balat cha. So, sampradaya balat, upapatti balat, anubhava balat. Oh my God, this student has a strength of anubhava balam. He is now, nobody can shake his knowledge. Why? He has anubhava balam. What's anubhava balam? Strength of his, his own. Anubhava here means what now? Anubhava is aparoksha anubhutihi. Aparoksha anubhutihi. What is aparoksha anubhutihi? Aparoksha anubhutav. You are strong. What is it? All that is there is only Brahma. There is no second thing other than Brahma. Having the vision that of Brahman as the only non-dual secondless reality, and the whole prapancha becomes what now? Reduced to mithya. Mithya is non-accountable, isn't it? Therefore, non-countable. Therefore, that is the vision aparokshanubhuti. That aparokshanubhuti is what his strength now. And how did he arrive at the strength? Arrive at that vision, anubhavalam. How did he get the strength of that aparokshanubhuti? The strength of his vision of non-duality of reality, how did he have? Upapatti balat. I am adding that. Upapatti here means mananam, manana balat. Okay? He has done enough of mananam. So he has shravana balam, manana balam, nididhyasana, therefore jnana balam, nididhyasana balam. Thereby he has what balam now? He has strength of anaparoksha anubhuti balam. Okay, upapatti here means mananam, manana balat, mananam, which means he has really analyzed, he reanalyzed what he has understood, he reflected on what he has understood. And how did he reflect on what he has understood, thereby he reconfirmed his understanding, through logical reasoning. there will be what now? Naturally, all other views of all other schools of thought, all other views also naturally become what now? Negatable. In his understanding, all other views of Brahman become negatable for him. That means what view is acceptable for him? Not the view here. View means a contention, vision means a fact. But he could, for him, the vision of Shastram, which was a vision of the teacher and which has become his vision now. Isn't it? That vision, how? Because through logical reasoning, he could refute everything else because he reflected on, reanalyzed his understanding. And understanding, how did he get? From the same teacher. What? Through what? From his own definition. His own definition, what he gave. This teacher gave me the definition. And from that definition, from that unfoldment of the definition, I have understood Brahman. And my understanding of Brahman, I reanalyzed. And thereby I reflected on, I reconfirmed it through mananam. Thereby, what do we have now? Then I have aparoksha jnanam and also further, what now? I analyzed it and I have now unshakable understanding of Brahman. That I had a vision. My vision is what? There is no second thing other than Brahman. All that is, there is only Brahman, in which even I have resolved my, even aham, as about now, is resolved. Okay, where cognitively when you resolve your aham in totality, which is what? Aparokshanabhutihi. When you understand aham brahmasmi, it's aparoksha jnanam. And what is, there is only Brahman when you say aparokshanabhutihi. In aparokshanabhuta, you don't even talk about your aham brahmasmi. You say what is, there is only Brahman. In aparoksha jnanam, what do you say? Aham brahmasmi. Later on, what do you say? What is, there is only Brahma. That is different from aparoksha jnanam and aparokshanubhuti. Aparokshanubhuti is not possible. What is, there is only non-dual, secondless reality, Brahman, you cannot say if there is no jnanam, aham brahmasmi. Aparoksha jnanam is not there. Isn't it? In aparoksha jnanam, for you, Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Brahman is the swarupam of the subject. Got it? In aparoksha jnanam, Brahman is not an object of knowledge, but the very swarupam of the subject, the knower. Aham. Very swarup, not even subject, you shouldn't say subject also. What is Brahman here? In aparoksha jnanam, Brahman is neither the object, neither the known object nor unknown object, not even a subject of knowledge, not even the knower. Brahman is the very swarupam of the knower, the subject of knowledge. Have you seen the subtle difference? We should not say Brahman is subject of knowledge also. Brahman is not the subject of knowledge. Brahman is not the object of knowledge. But what is Brahman in aparoksha jnanam? In aparoksha jnanam, Brahman is the very swarupam of the subject of knowledge, the knower. Therefore, what can you say now? Wherein you say, aham brahmasmi. And an aparoksha jnana, aparoksha anubhuta, what do you say? My God, all that is here is only Brahman. And this is what now, this student, why he is not shaken. The teacher knew the student very well, okay? He knew, but still he wants to further, when the teacher asked the previous session, he said, if you say you know Brahman, you do not know Brahman when he said. Mm-hmm. And the student, what happened now? The student gave a different answer. I don't think I know, but I know. Then the student wants to, oh, if you say you don't know, and you also say no, I mean you are not just doubtful knowledge, unclear knowledge, vague knowledge, wrong knowledge. It's as it is useless knowledge. And the teacher said, oh my God, you say my understanding is useless. He didn't become shaken. Okay. He was very calm. Why? Balat. What is the balam? Isn't it? Anubhava balat. He had anubhava, his strength, what he kept him. No, unshaken is what? No. His own anubhava balam. What anubhava balam here? In his vision, what is there is only Brahman. Aparokshanubhuti. Why? Because he has analyzed and arrived at this vision. He has done a lot of mananam. Upapatti anupna, he says what now? Upapatti balat. Because he has analyzed, not simply, he doesn't say simply, mechanically, for the sake of argument. He has very well and thoroughly, he has spent time in reanalyzing and reflecting on the teaching. And what he has reanalyzed and reflected on, also not as he, whatever he has read it, what he has heard from the teacher, Shravana Balat. What did he hear from the teacher? No, that Sampradaya stands for Shravana Balam. Sampradaya Balat means Shravana Balat. From this, whatever the strength is based on his what he has understood from the teacher. And that teaching, which is, the Acharyokta Agama Sampradaya Balat, from his Shravana Balat, through his the strength of his exposure to the traditional teaching, and wherein the definition of Brahman given was this, and his understanding of the definition of Brahman given in that teaching. All those things, with the strength, so here in the one sentence, Acharyokta Agama Sampradaya Balat, Upapatti balat, anubhava balat. With the three words simply what? Shravana, appropriate shravana, appropriate mananam, and appropriate nididhyasana phalam. Okay? Is got now. And all the three have resulted in what? Aparoksha jnanam, followed by aparoksha anubhuti, preceded by aparoksha jnanam. Okay? With that strength, Jagarjacha, he roared. Roaring. Roaring means what? Roaring is possible only if you are very strong, isn't it? Jagarja, garjanam kritavan, that is the meaning. Jagarja means what? Garjanam kritavan. Garjati means roars. I don't think he roared like that. I mean, his strength is implied by Shankaracharya through that word jagarja. Garjanam kritavan jagarjacha. What is that? Brahma vidyayam drida nischayatam darshayan atmanaha. Brahma vidyayam, in knowledge of Brahman, drida nischayata. Okay, firm. Nischayata, firm definiteness of his, firm definiteness of his knowledge of Brahman. Knowledge, no? His firm definiteness in knowledge of Brahman, showing darshayana. Okay? Showing his atmanam, his own. Showing his own firm, isn't it? Firm. Definite knowledge, definiteness in knowledge of Brahman. Firm definiteness means what? Dridhanischayata. Darshaya means showing. Showing whose firm definiteness? Showing his own firm definiteness in what? In knowledge of Brahman. Showing his firm definiteness in knowledge of Brahman. This student, with the strength of his aparokshanubhuti, which has got from nididhyasanam, and which preceded by his aparoksha jnanam, isn't it, which has got by his what now? Mananam, and which is what that which is because of his from his own teacher's definition. Still or not? Therefore now he showing his firm definiteness in knowledge of Brahman, he explains katham iti uchyate, how his knowledge is doubt free clear knowledge, how is it his knowledge is not shakeable knowledge, not his knowledge is neither wrong nor is it doubtful nor vague, it is very clear knowledge. How his knowledge is very clear is it, this is it said here following. Yo. Yaha.
Yaha.
Yo comes in the text. And Shankaracharya comments about what now? Yaha, the one who. Yaha, he who. Kaschit naha. Naha, kaschit means someone, anyone, student. Naha means, meaning asmakam. Of all of us, oh my teacher, of all of us who are here as your students, asmakam. Asmakam means who? Our means what here? Our, which means sabrahmacharinam. Sabrahmacharinaha. Brahmachari is a student. Sabrahmachari means what? A co-student. Sabrahmacharinam. Fellow students. Of all our fellow students, sabrahmacharinam. Of all our fellow pupils, students, no, madhye, among us, among all our fellow students of yours. Tvaduktam vachanam, the statement, no, your words, the words uttered by you, the sentence, a definition given by you, tvaduktam vachanam, tattvataha veda. Tattvataha veda. The one who has understood the definition of Brahman given by you correctly. Tattvataha veda. One who has understood, grasped that what you have really given in the definition. Tattvataha means what now? In its right sense. Tattvataha. Really one who has understood correctly. Tattvataha veda. As no, the spirit of it, as it has been conveyed by you, saha tad brahma veda, definitely he knows that Brahman. Any one student, no, any one of us, among any one of, no, all of all the students who are here, whoever has understood your definition of Brahman correctly, then definitely he has understood Brahman. Is it clear? Kim punaha, you know?
Kim punaha.
Tadvachanam. Iti.
Iti.
Ataha aha. Kim punaha tadvachanam. Iti aha. Now, what was the teaching? What was the teaching? No? What was the sentence, statement, which is the definition of Brahman given by the teacher? Isn't it? Again, he repeats it now. Why he says, oh teacher, the definition of Brahman which you have given in the class, if any one of us, whoever has understood that definition of Brahman correctly, tattvataha, as it is revealed Brahman, definitely that person, the student knows Brahman. If the definition has been understood correctly, he knows Brahman. If he does not know Brahman, what does it mean? He has not understood the definition of Brahman. He knows Brahman means what? Then you have to use the word know. He knows Brahman means, for him, Brahman is object of knowledge. No, he says, that person knows Brahman. That student knows Brahman. Whoever has understood the definition of Brahman, given by you. And somewhere we'll get things going. We should be happy about it. Nona Veda Iti Veda Cha Iti. Nona Vedeti Veda Cha Iti does not mean, but no, I do not know, I know. When I say I do not know Brahman, that does not mean I do not know, I know. When I say I do not know Brahman, okay, I do not mean I do not know, I know. How? He says. Hope you are all with me. Mm-hmm. Yadeva.
Yadeva.
Anyadeva.
Anyadeva.
Tad.
Tad.
Viditat.
Viditat.
Yet Brahman is that which is Anyadeva tad viditat. It is different from, distinct from the known. Ataha. Aviditat adhi. That Brahman is different from what? Adhi. Different from aviditat. Unknown also. When you said that, ityuktam, it has been, this definition has been given by you. What have made very clear by this, from this definition, O teacher? Ityuktam. Vastu, look at this, vastu anumana anubhavabhyam sayojya. Vastu anumana anubhavabhyam sayojya nischitam vakyantarena anubhava. Anumana means inference. Anubhava means what now? One's own knowledge, understanding. But one's own understanding and one's own inference, is it? You have to use an inference and your understanding. Samyojya, combining what I infer, combining what I have understood. Nischitam, it has been very definitely become, it has been decided, firmly known, understood, confirmed. What now? Vakyantarena, revealed now. Vakyantarena, by next statement, Nona Veda Iti Veda Cha. When I said, first I said, I do not know Brahman, and next sentence I said, not that I don't, that when I say I do not know, first I said, then I said, that does not mean I do not know, I know also. I said the sentence, next sentence. Veda iti, Veda cha iti, nona Veda, not that I do not know, I know also. Iti, uva iti, yeva, cha, iti avochat, cha iti avochat, iti avochat. I said this, O teacher, avochat. The student said, avochat. Why? Acharya buddhi samvadartham. Acharya buddhi samvadartham. Manda buddhi grahana vyapohartancha. Acharya buddhi samvadartham. For better understanding of the teacher's statement, and manda buddhi grahana vyapohartancha, and also for the misunderstanding of the dull-witted minds, okay, for removing the misunderstanding on the part of the manda buddhis, okay, dull minded people, and also for what now, for also on making very clear to the teacher also, he said that. Why? If I say, teacher, if I say I know Brahman, still you will say I'm wrong, because I make Brahman an object of knowledge. If I say I do not know Brahman also, you will think I do not understand, I have not understood Brahman. Why? Because I do not know, I can say, because Brahman is not an unknown. If I say Brahman, I do not know, Brahman also becomes what now? Na, I said na. Brahman is not an object of, is it? Brahman is not at all an object for me. If I say no, I do not know, then both sentences I make Brahman an object of knowledge. But you have said what? Brahman is different from the known and the unknown. The known also is an object, unknown also is object. Therefore, known and unknown come under the category of the knowable, isn't it? Which means Brahman is neither the known nor the unknown, means Brahman is not the knowable. And that which is not the knowable is the subject of knowledge. Subject alone comes under the category of the unknowable. Isn't it? Therefore, and if Brahman is not the object, then subject is Brahman means, then what happened? What object of object is Brahman means, I am the subject, I am the knower, therefore Aham Brahmasmi. And even here, Aham Brahmasmi means, Brahman is not even the subject here, but Brahman is very Swarupam of the knower. Is what? Therefore, why I said that? Why I gave my sentences like this? Because you said Brahman is neither the known nor the unknown. Brahman is different from both. So I gave the answer. I do not know Brahman. I know Brahman. That does not mean I know. I don't know. I don't think I know means I do not know Brahman as an object of knowledge. Nor do I know. That does not mean when I say Brahman, I do not know Brahman, means I do not know Brahman as an object of knowledge. Brahman is known to me, but not as an object of knowledge. If I say, I don't know, you may think I do not know Brahman. No, no, that does not mean I know Brahman. But as what? As very subject. Subject means what? As very swarupam of the subject. Which means, in my knowledge of Brahman, Brahman is neither the object nor the subject, but Brahman is the swarupam of the subject, the knower, which I am. Okay, so what you have in this sentence, what you have done subtly, the student has subtly done something. I noticed. When you say Brahman is not the object of knowledge, fine. But later on, okay, Brahman is not the object of knowledge. Brahman is the unknowable. And unknowable is only the subject, isn't it? Subject alone is unknowable means, who is the subject? The knower, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The knower also is what now? Who is the knower here? Subject of knowledge means what? What is the knower here? Is pure consciousness the knower? Tell me. No. Here is an example. Pure electricity cannot be the illuminator. And is the pure, the mere thought becomes the knower? No. Thought, how can the thought become the knower? How can the bulb become the illuminator? Bulb alone is not the illuminator. Nor can the pure electricity be the illuminator. Who is the illuminator then? There is no illuminator. Bulb is the illuminator, but bulb cannot be illuminated without the manifestation of electricity. Therefore, you have to separate here. That without whose presence illumination is not possible is pure electricity. Isn't it? And here also, who is the knower here? Knower is neither the thought by itself, nor the man, pure consciousness by itself. But the manifest consciousness, in the manifest consciousness in the thought alone, is the knower. Okay. And what is the swarupam of the manifestation? original consciousness is the swarupam of the manifest consciousness. Got it? Original consciousness is the swarupam of the manifest consciousness. For the manifest consciousness, is it? Is the knower, and is manifest consciousness with the manifesting medium, what now? Get a status of being the knower, but the swarup, manifest consciousness is what now? The swarupam of manifest consciousness is Brahman. Okay, therefore, knower is what now? Manifest consciousness with thought, and that knower swarupam is what? Pure consciousness, which is Brahman. Therefore, na veda iti veda. Na veda iti, veda cha iti avochat. Why? Vakyantarena na veda, no na veda iti, veda cha iti. I do not know, not that I do not know, I know also iti avochat. The student said that. For what? Why did the student say that? Acharya buddhi samvadartham. Acharya buddhi samvadartham. Acharya buddhi samvadaha means for the correct comprehension of this teacher's heart, teacher's vision. Then, manda buddhi grahana vyapohartham. Okay, for the teacher to understand that his knowledge is neither vague nor is it incorrect. Isn't it? Then, manda buddhi grahana vyapohartham. Not for the elimination of the wrong or incorrect understanding of the, is it, the mind with the mind with the unprepared mind. Cha, I said this. Tathacha garjitam upapannam bhavati yo nastadveda iti. What has been said becomes clear. What is clear? Yaha naha tad veda iti. Means among all of us, whoever has understood that, he continues it. Among all your students, all of us here, whoever has understood your definition correctly, and definitely that person has understood Brahman. Not as the object, not as the subject, but as very swarupam of the subject, the knower. Nona veda iti, veda cha iti avochat. Acharya buddhi sambhadartham, manda buddhi graha, manda buddhi grahana vyapohartham cha. Tathacha garjitam bupannam bhavati. Is the Veda iti. So this is going to continue with this now. Yasya amatam.
Yasya amatam.
Yasya amatam.
Yasya amatam.
Tasya matam.
Tasya matam.
Matam yasya.
Matam yasya.
Na Vedasaha.
Na Vedasaha.
Avijñātam
avijñātam
vijānatām
vijānatām
vijñātam
vijñātam
avijānatām
avijānatām.
Okay, let's see the meaning first, then we'll go to the so yasya amatam tasya matam. See, amatam is unknown. For the one for whom unknown. Brahman is unknown. Brahman is unknown means what? Brahman is not an object. Known as an object. The one for whom Brahman is something known. Something available for experience, the one for whom Brahman is an object of experience, the one for whom Brahman is object of experience, matam, not an object of experience. The one for whom Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Amatam, matam means known. Amatam means unknown here. Okay. The one for whom Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Tasya matam. For him, Brahman is known. Okay. Brahman is something known. Matam yasya. The one for whom Brahman is an object of experience, object of knowledge. Saha na veda, that person does not know Brahman. The one for whom Brahman is not an object of experience, knows Brahman. For him Brahman is known. The one for whom Brahman is an object of experience, he does not know Brahman. Then, now we can hear it. Avijnatam vijanatam. He repeats the same thing. Avijnatam vijanatam. Avijnatam means unknown. What is unknown? Brahman is unknown. For whom? For those who know. Those who claim that they know Brahman, for them Brahman is unknown. Vijnatam avijanatam. For those who do not know Brahman, Brahman is known. When you say Brahman is known for those who do not know, what does it mean? When Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Like both the sentences, the first sentence and second sentence, in both the sentences, only one thing is made clear. Two ways of presentation, isn't it? Two sentences are given. Brahman is unknown for those who know Brahman. Brahman is known for those who know Brahman, those who do not know Brahman. Now, first of all, the same thing. In second sentence, as a plural word, plural. No? Word is sentence in the plural has been used. The first sentence, singular, has been used. The one for whom Brahman is not an object of experience, he knows Brahman. The one for whom Brahman is object of experience, he does not know Brahman. So, and here now, what to talk of people who are waiting for experience. If they're waiting for some experience, they are not even seeking Brahman. Okay? They're not seeking Brahman. What they want is experience only. And for experience, what they're making effort on is correct only. Whatever effort they are making for experience, perfect. Whether they are successful in their efforts or not, that's a different thing. But they want some experience, and for that experience they are putting some efforts now to earn that, maybe from meditation, etc. They may be blessed with that experience what they are waiting for. They may not be blessed with the experience they are waiting for, but definitely not Brahman. Brahman is not sought after by them, nor is Brahman going to. Now, even if they don't seek a work, let me come as an object of experience, but we're not going to come to them also. That means moksha is not their pursuit. Moksha is not their ultimate end. If they think then, no, we are seeking everlasting peace, eternal peace and happiness, if they say, and for which you are waiting for some experience means they are searching for the right thing at the wrong end, wrong place. They're searching for the right thing at the wrong place. Then their search will be what now? Searching, you search for, you know what you're searching for, but you're searching at the wrong place. You're waiting for experience, definitely you're searching for what now? The wrong place. And your search will be endless. you will have experience. Even after that experience, you will continue to be a seeker. Even if you make some efforts for some experience, or even if you get that experience, some experience, not the same experience, some experience you get, and which you may get, that experience will make you continue to be, you will continue to be a seeker. Which means the journey does not come to an end. The search does not come to an end. Which implies the slogging continues to be there and which you wanted to get rid of. That will not come to an end. What's the use? Now, in this mantra, what the Upanishad does? Sishya Acharya Samvadatu Pratinivrutya Svena Rupena. Now keeping away from the dialogue between the student and the teacher, leaving aside the student-teacher dialogue, Upanishad by itself, Svena Rupena, in its own form, Samasta Samvada Nivruttam Arthameva Bodhayati. Samasta Samvada Nivruttam Arthameva Bodhayati. Upanishad again continues to reveal, Bodhayati, it reveals what? Same. Samasta Samvada Nivruttam Artham. That which has been finally established. The conclusion, the final conclusion of anything. The final conclusion of any samvada, any dialogue. What should be the final, the conclusion of any dialogue? The right conclusion. wrong conclusion, okay. The right conclusion is the what now? The final conclusion. Why? Because if a conclusion is a wrong conclusion, it would not become a right final conclusion. It will continue. Any wrong conclusion will continue, because it will not come. The conclusion will come to the final only when it is right conclusion. Therefore, that samasta samvada nivruttam artham, the right conclusion finally arrived at. Through all dialogues, what now? Reveals only one thing. What is it? No? That is, Brahman is never an object of knowledge. Therefore, if at all anyone says that they know Brahman, he knows Brahman, he does not know. The one for whom Brahman is an object of experience, he does not know Brahman. The one for whom Brahman is not an object of experience, he knows Brahman. So, which we will continue in the next class. Yeah. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.